Hurts. Julian Reese, Don Carey, and Dante Scott for Maryland.
Badger fans are going to get a chance to see Johnny Davis on February 18th. He'll be the honorary captain before the Rutgers game.
Yes, he will. And here's Jameer Young. Second half is underway as Terps move to our right. And with the ball is Akeem Hart against Jordan Davis. Moving in is Hart low on the right and flipped it in with the right hand. Hart with four. And it's 34-28 Maryland. First possession for the Badgers in the second half. Press continues for Maryland. Wisconsin moving to our left as we view it, right by the Wisconsin bench. And here's Chucky Hepburn right of the center circle. Now the Terps drop back to the 2-3 zone. Hepburn is in the crowd at the free throw line. Crowd shovels it in the wall. Hart defending. Wall backing. Right block. It's double. Throws it up. Too hard. No good. Rebound Dante Scott. And here comes Maryland. Scott on the push. Hard left-hand dribble. Left lane line. Wall trying to cut him off. Scott against Wall. Scott can't get loose. Turns it out to Hart. Top of the arc. Leaves it for Young. Throws to Reese. Hands it back to Young. Tries a three right wing. Good. Second three for Jameer Young, and Maryland with the first 5 points of the second half. Back to a 9-point lead. Hepburn almost lost it. He's being hounded in the backcourt. 37-28 Maryland. Here's Wall getting it across the midstripe with about a second to spare. 37-28 Maryland. A minute 15 gone by second half. With the ball is Davis. He'll feed Crowd. Now to Hepburn. Cuts off the left wing. Chucky. Goes in the wall, low on the left, couple of pumps, tries again, up, got it, it counts and a foul. And one for Tyler Wall, and a big bucket that is for Wisconsin.
Wall did an excellent job just making sizing up Akeem Hart on the block. And even with the help of Reese, they weren't able to stop him from that left hand and bank shot.
Akeem Hart with the foul, his first, 37-30 Maryland, a minute 25 gone by in the second half. Boy, 64% free throw shooter overall. Eyes are in, free throw on the way, and it's good. 37-31 Maryland. Now about a minute and a half into the second half. Akeem Hart left of the circle. Hart gets away from Jordan Davis, goes inside, low on the right, slam dunk Julian Reese. That was easy money, 10 for Reese, 39-31 Maryland. A minute 45 into the second half. Press continues from Maryland. Wall throwing to Hepburn. Hepburn against Jameer Young. Loops at the wall across half court. Left sideline. Now Chucky sets the floor out between the circles. Takes it high on the left. A bounce into Crowell. Left elbow. Crowell is open. Mid-range jump. Good. Find those pockets in the defense, and Crowell knocked down the mid-range. 39-33 Maryland. 2:10 gone by in the second half. Akeem Hart high on the left, resets the screen. Now Hart dribbles off the left wing, backing on Davis. Hart near the block, out to Don Carey. Carey top of the circle, being shadowed by Connor Esiason. Carey gives it up to Reese, shot clock at 10. Reese a hand off to Hart, turns the corner as Davis got sent hard to the floor. Reese inside, slam dunk. Jordan Davis took a hard spill, 41-33 Maryland. Presses on, long pass from Wall to Crowell, who's trapped along the right sideline, and the ball gets slapped out of bounds. 17-17 to play, 41-33 Maryland leading Wisconsin, as Carter Gilmore will check in for Jordan Davis. Tyler Wall, sideline right, will inbound. Just across half court. Flips it in to Chucky Hepburn. Going out there on Chucky as Maryland matches up defensively. Here's Gilmore. Dribbles off the right wing. Stops at the foul line. 17-footer. Esiason too long, no good. Rebound into the hands of Jameer Young. Up the middle comes Young for Maryland. 3 minutes gone, second half, 41-33, the Terrapins. Here's Young, right of the lane against Crowell, finds Reese, low on the right, up and in, it counts and a foul. Reese with 14, and the lead is 10 for Maryland. Carter Gilmore with a foul, that's his first, as the Terrapins now with their biggest lead of the game.
Reese has scored the last 6 points for Maryland.
Presented by the Robert H. Smith School of Business.
He's got a nice, soft touch.
Sure does.
In the paint.
54% free throw shooter. Maryland a little better than 71% as a team for the year. Free throw from Reese, no good. Rebound dug out of there by Wall. 10-point lead for the Terrapins, 16:47 remaining. Hepburn up the right side for Wisconsin. On the wing against Jameer Young. Backing. Backing right block. Fades. Flips. No chance. Little fadeaway baseline right. That's an air ball. And here comes Jameer Young. Young up the floor for the Terrapins. And Asijan trying to steal it. And did he? Yes, he did. He was able to force the turnover as it was last touched by Jameer Young. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Good work from Connor Asijan. Isaac Lindsay checking in for Wisconsin in place of Chucky Hepburn. 3.5 minutes gone by. Second half, 43-33, Maryland. As against the press, Badgers break it. Here's Wall, left lane line, feeds a Asijan. Shot fake, steps up, left side three. Good on the wing. Third three for Connor Asijan, 43-36, Maryland. 16:15 remaining. Let's see if the Badgers can get some stops here. Here's Jameer Young setting the floor, throwing to Akeem Hart, left of the circle. Hart against Wall, right-hand dribble, right lane line, driving, pushed it up and in, off the glass. I mentioned Maryland really in a more attacking mode, and they're one of the better two-point percentage field goal teams in the country. 45-36, Maryland, 4:05 gone, second half. Isaac Lindsay feeds Crowell, right side, wide open three, right side, short, no good. Rebound, Jameer Young of Maryland. Young up the middle of the front court. High screen, Reese. Young drives on a siege and left of the lane, banks it in. Jameer Young with 16, 47-36, Maryland. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half. Here comes Tyler Wall, finds Gilmore in the lane, runs it to Connor, left pocket three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell taps to Asijan, left of the lane, banks it, off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound to Dante Scott. Scott up the left sideline for Maryland. Scott drives by Wall, glides to the goal, layup is good. They're getting what they want, when they want, how they want. Greg Garb was trying to get it to that under 16 media timeout, but he can wait no longer as the Badgers take the timeout now. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:08 remaining, Maryland 49, Wisconsin 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey,
parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows around 24. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. Daytime highs approaching 26. Snow showers likely at times again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 13. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
6-point burst for Maryland now as the Terrapins have a 13-point lead over Wisconsin, 49-36 with 15:08 remaining.
Maryland 8 of 8 from the field. here in the second half. In our pregame, we talked about the two key areas in this game, the paint and transition. Maryland dominating both areas, 32-12 in the paint, 7-0 in transition.
Yeah, a story in the local media about the Terrapins. Kevin Willard loves to take a lot of threes, but this team has not been shooting them well. They're 4 of 8 tonight. But in recent games, they've gone into attack, and they're definitely doing that tonight against the Badgers as Wisconsin able to break the press. Isaac Lindsay out there for Wisconsin with Davis, Asijan, Gilmore, and Crowell. Crowell has the ball now. Right of the circle, goes into Gilmore. He's with Akeem Hart. Carter backing in the lane. One pump, goes up in traffic, and it'll roll around the rim and in. First points for Carter Gilmore, 49-38 Maryland, 14-40 remaining. And Jameer Young up the floor. He has 16 points tonight for the Terrapins. Gets it to Akeem Hart, left of the circle. Hart off the re-screen, chased by Davis. Hart in the lane, goes up in traffic, no good. Rebound battled for, and it's into the hands of Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. See if the Badgers can answer and get back in the fight here. Jordan Davis on the right wing, around a high screen from Crowell. Jordan top of the circle, goes to the Crowell, low on the left, powers it up, got fouled by Reese, that's his third. And that's not a small thing. Free throws will be coming up for Crowell as we have a timeout here in College Park. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 14-10 remaining. Maryland 49, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. 14-10 remaining. Maryland 49, Wisconsin 38.
Matt, but we're seeing too with Maryland, when they're in sync offensively, they do a good job of spacing the floor, setting up the one-on-one drives, and that's what they do. They just drive it hard.
And incredibly effectively. They finally missed a shot the last possession after making their first eight, as you pointed out, as Stephen Crowell hits the first free throw. One more coming. The third foul on Reese has him on the bench. Patrick Amelian, who played a bit of the first half, back in there for Maryland. Second free throw for Crowell, straight through. It's more like it for Big Steve. 49-40 Maryland, 14:07 remaining. Jameer Young to the front court, picked up by Jordan Davis on the switch. Here's Young, curls off the wing in the lane. Now low on the left, goes up, blocked, but a foul on Jordan Davis. That'll be his second. And Jameer Young, an 80% free throw shooter, will go to the line for two.
Even though you know he is so heavy left-handed, trying to stop it.
Yeah, no, he's quick. Yeah,
right?
Got that burst.
My goodness.
No doubt. First attempt of the night for Jameer Young at the foul line, and he is good for the first. He now has 17 points.
One thing that stood out about his numbers, career numbers, this is a 105th start and 104 starts. He's averaged 34 minutes a game.
Yep.
Amazing, right?
He's in that kind of rare air of active players with numbers, not just beyond the minutes. Baseball free throws, 1,700 points, 500 boards, 300 assists. He's in that group. Badgers break the press. Here's the siege off the left wing. A pass goes off the leg of Patrick Amelian. And play is stopped. 51-40, the Terrapins, 13:52 remaining.
Can you remember the last time Wisconsin got easy points? I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. Inbounds pass from Lindsey to Crowell, throwing to Gilmore out front. Leaves it for Lindsey between the circles. He'll send it to Jordan Davis. A pass to Crowell at the top. Crowell against Amelian. Maryland man-to-man defensively right now. Here's Lindsey, right side, baseline right, pulled up 15-footer. In and out, no good. Amelian the rebound. Halfway down, it popped out. Here comes Jameer Young, 13:30 to play, 51-40 Maryland. Edge of the screen from Crowell. Now Young, hard left-hand dribble down the lane to the rim shot. Blocked by Lindsey and out of bounds. Maryland keeps it with 18 to shoot. And Tyler Wall and Chucky Hepburn will come back in for Wisconsin. Davis and Lindsey will come out. 13:23 remaining, 51-40 Maryland. Shot clock is at 18. There's Akeem Hart, baseline left, will throw it in. Hart looking, gets it into Ian Martinez. Now Amelian high on the left, throws to Hart around the Amelian screen. A throwback pass to Scott. He's with Gilmore. Scott scoops it to Young. Throws it back to Scott. 8 to shoot. Scott right wing. Jab step, 5 to shoot. Scott takes the 3 right side, and that clipped the right side iron. No good. Rebound of Seagent. Gilmore just wasn't going to bite. Good defense from Carter. Here's Wall on the right wing for Wisconsin, throwing to Hepburn, flips to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell finds Gilmore, right side, darts it into Wall, low on the right, goes up, no good, rebound, Wall, low on the left, goes up, knocked away, out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
Kind of one-on-three for Tyler Wall under the rim.
And now Chris Hodges will come in for Wisconsin for Stephen Crowell. Hodges appearing in his 10th game, redshirt freshman out of Schaumburg, Illinois. 12:48 remaining, 51-40 Maryland. Hepburn inbounds to Esiegen right side. Connor off the wing now. The right elbow jumper is true for Connor Esiegen, and he has 13. 51-42 Maryland with 12:35 remaining. Jameer Young on the right side for the Terps. Young on the left-hand dribble, right of the circle. Left-hand flip for Dante Scott. Leaves it for Amelian, left foul line extended, throws to Young. Young backing on Hepburn, turns it out to Hart. Hart, little crossover, got loose for 3, right in the circle, good. Hakeem Hart with a sweet move to get loose, 54-42 Maryland, 12:10 remaining. Tyler Wall, left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Now Hepburn between the arcs. It's a little bump from Gilmore, little zone look from the Terps. Here's a Seagin out front. Connor with a pass for Wall. 10 to shoot. Wall baseline left. Wall finds Hodges. Got tied up and a whistle. They get a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin with 5 to shoot. Now at the under 12 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:51 remaining. Maryland 54, Wisconsin 42. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. We have 11:51 remaining. Maryland 54, Wisconsin 42. The Badgers will have the ball, but just five on the shot clock.
Jameer Young leads Maryland with 18 points. He's been really efficient tonight. As you mentioned, he's a volume shooter. He's 7 of 13 from the field. 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, which is a little surprising. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Connor Asichin leads Wisconsin with 14. He's also been efficient, 5 of 9 from the field.
They're talking about the volume shooting at Jameer Young. In Big Ten games, it's 15 attempts per. So he's on a, definitely on that pace and then some, but he can score it. He's not, you know, the percentage isn't high, but he also will distribute about 3 assists a game. He'll get 5 rebounds. At Charlotte last year, he averaged about 20 points a game.
And when you look back on the games, the big games that they've won, notably here in this building, he's getting 20-plus points. So they kind of follow his lead.
Yeah, they do. Chris Hodges is still in there for Wisconsin. Hepburn, Wall, Asichin, and Gilmore. 5 on the shot clock as Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Here we go. Chucky looking and trying to get it into Wall. Bobbles got it back. Left block. One pump up and in over a million. Well, that's a good job of sticking with it from Tyler Wall. 54-44 Maryland. 11:40 remaining. And out of the timeout, they draw up a play, and it worked well for the Badgers. Here's a million against Hodges, and the handoff went through the hands of Hart. Now he'll recover. Hart against Tyler Wall right now. Tyler trying to work over the screen. Hart left of the lane. Now feeds Jameer Young, top of the wheel. 7 to shoot. Young knocked away by Hepburn. Got some ball, but they say got a little arm as well. Chucky called for the foul. That'll be his second. And go to the foul line is Jameer Young for 2 more free throws. Terps are 9 of 12 from the floor in the second half. They made their first 8. Young, 2 of 2 at the foul line, 18 points, also has 5 rebounds and 3 assists. First free throw for Young, and the lefty is good. One more coming.
That's one area that you wouldn't expect Young to flourish in is rebounding, but he had a double-double this year already.
Yeah, they hit. Greg was talking about that this week. They really do a great job of hitting the offensive glass in all 5 of them, as a matter of fact. He has the most offensive rebounds in conference play. He makes both free throws, 56-44. Maryland's lead back to 12 as Tyler Wall pressed in the backcourt by Young. Tyler gets it across and leads it for Chucky Hepper. 11:08 to play. 56-44 Maryland. Wall throwing to Hodges in the right corner. Finds Hepburn. Now Asichin off the screen. Open three. Drilled it for the right wing. Another three for Connor Asichin. 56-47 Maryland with 10:52 remaining. 17 now for Connor Asichin tonight. Akeem Hart outside right, working off the a million screen. Hart right of the lane. Throws it out to Ian Martinez. Right lane line runs it up. No good. Whistle inside. Foul called. And this is going to go against Wisconsin. And they're going to point to Connor Asichin. That'll be his second.
Kind of the impending problem right now is guarding without fouling. It's just not easy with this crew because they attack.
Ian Martinez, a 75% free throw shooter. 14 fouls for Wisconsin. First free throw, no good for Martinez. 17 points for Esiejan, matching his high at 17 against Kansas in the Bahamas back in November. Second free throw, Martinez is good. So a split for Ian Martinez, 57-47 Maryland, 10:39 remaining. Maryland backs off the press. Here comes Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn, front court right side, throwing to Hodges on the wing. Hodges looks for help, finds Gilmore. He's it for Hepburn. Maryland man-to-man, inside feet, tough pass. It got deflected from Gilmore to Hodges, and the lane goes up short, no good. Rebound, Dante Scott. Scott racing up the left sideline. Now barrels in the lane, up left hand, no good. Rebound is Esiejan. 10-10 to play, 57-47 Maryland. Here's Tyler Wall behind the back on the dribble. Wall, left lane line. Working against Scott, hands off to Gilmore in the paint. Back out to Hepburn. Hepburn high on the right. Chucky is ridden by Ian Martinez, and Martinez called for the foul. That'll be his second. And team foul number three on Maryland. 9:58 to play, 57-47. The Terrapins and Julian Reese now comes back into the game for Patrick Amelian. Amelian had missed a little time recently with an ankle injury, but able to spell Reese for a few minutes here in the second half. Reese playing with three fouls. Hepburn baseline left, throws it in to Hodges, hands it back to Chucky left corner. Young defending Hepburn, who takes it out left wing, goes into Hodges, left of the lane. Reese defends. Hodges backing left lane line. Goes to Tyler Wall, baseline right. Wall with seven to shoot. Wall gets doubled at the right block, needs help, finds Gilmore low on the left, and he'll finish. Oh, nice work by Tyler Wall as the defense was collapsing on him, and Gilmore flashed free, 57-49 Maryland, 9.5 minutes to play.
Wall was surrounded by three defenders and still was able to get the ball to Gilmore.
Steven Crow ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Here's Jameer Young against Hepburn, and Chucky called for the foul. There was a fair amount of contact there, and they get the whistle, and that's three on Chucky with a long way to go here. 9:20 remaining as Crow will come back in for Wisconsin, and he'll get Chris Hodges. That's team foul number five on Wisconsin. Foul out on the floor, non-shooting. Hart will inbound, baseline left. 8-point lead, Maryland, 9:20 to play. Inbounds pass to Reese. He'll flip it to Scott. Gives it up to Hart, high on the right. Finds Martinez, top of the circle. Knocked away by Esiejan. And a whistle off the ball. And I think we've got a double foul here. Reese went to the floor. They will sort it out. They will get Reese with a foul. Crowell with a foul. First foul on Crow, and the fourth on Julian Reese. So that's a trade you'll take as Lindsay in for Esiejan. As Reese, very frustrated, he comes out. Amelian is back in for him. Don Carey in the lineup as well for the Terrapins. 14 on the shot clock. We have 9:14 remaining. 57-49 Maryland.
One thing we've seen out of Big Steve the last two games, he's unafraid now to push back a little bit.
No.
He's been getting pushed a lot. I think it's just part of his maturity.
Well, more of him to do it, too, right? With more physical strength. Inbounds pass, Don Carey, hands off to Jameer Young, and now Scott, right elbow jumper off the dribble is good. Dante Scott with 13, 59-49 Maryland with 9 minutes to play. Tyler Wall throwing to Hepburn, Chucky out front. Maryland showing zone at the moment as Crow goes into Gilmore, right of the lane. Amelian is on him. Backing is Gilmore. Turns. Runs it back out to Crow. Two-man game going. Gilmore again. Right block. Carter turns baseline. Goes up. Tough shot. Off the mark. Rebound Dante Scott. And now Jameer Young pushing. Front court right side. Wall is defending. 8:35 to play. 10-point lead for Maryland. Young picked up by Gilmore now. Young trying to work him. And now he'll retreat on the dribble out beyond the three-point line. 15 to shoot. As Jameer Young sizes up Carter Gilmore. Ball screen Amelian. Little coverage now from Crow with 8 to shoot. Here's Young driving, using that left hand, and he threw it away, trying to drive and kick to Amelian. And he thought Amelian was drifting a little more toward the baseline, but he stayed up high, and the pass whistled out of bounds. Jordan Davis coming in for Carter Gilmore.
It was an excellent defensive stop, obviously, but now the Badgers have to convert at the other end, cut into this disadvantage.
59-49 Maryland, 8:15 remaining. Here's Jordan Davis on the right side, throwing to Isaac Lindsay between the circles. Now it's Crowell right of the wheel. Crowell against Patrick Amelia. Crowell lost the handle and a turnover. Amelia comes up with it. And just bobble the dribble and a turnover for the Badgers. Don Carey, top of the circle against Jordan Davis. Carey off the high screen from Amelia, throwing to Young high on the left. Jameer Young with 20 points tonight. A flip to Hart. Hart right of the circle. Hart right of the lane. Backing on Hepburn. Hart low on the right, up and in. Little bully ball inside is Akeem Hart, the 6'8 grad. Graduate student with the bucket. 61-49 Maryland with 7.5 minutes to play. The Terps 11 of 15 for the field in this second half. Isaac Lindsay loops at the crowd, top of the circle. Crowd goes into Wall, mid-post right, Scott defending, out the crowd. Leaves it for Davis, high on the right, tries a three, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Rebound Hart for Maryland. 7-12 remaining, 61-49 the Terrapins. Terrapins on fire here, especially in this second half. Hart for three, right side, missed it. Off the two Badgers into Young, feeds Carey for three. Back rim, no. Scott the rebound, and a whistle and a foul. Bodies on the floor, and a foul is called as we hit the under eight media timeout. Chucky Hepburn is called for that foul, and that's going to be his fourth. And we have a break in the action. Here in College Park, Maryland. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 6:54 remaining. Maryland 61, Wisconsin 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Youth Advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work alongside Civic Media's amazing sales team to create a custom radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow only. Some rules apply. Details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, Scott is good. It's Maryland with four players and make it five in double figures. Second free throw for Scott is short. A siege in the rebound. 62-49 Maryland, 6:50 remaining. Isaac Lindsay throwing to Davis on the right side. Feeds a siege between the circles. Maryland man-to-man right now. Lindsay top of the wheel against Jameer Young. Hooks a pass to Tyler Wall. Posting on Scott. Wall left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Rattled out. No good. Jameer Young the rebound for Maryland. Badgers 8 of 21 here in the second half. Young thought about it. Turned down the three from left of the circle. He'll retreat. Connor Resegian defends. Young, a right-hand toss to Carey. Got it right back to Young. Operates against Jordan Davis now. Young hooks a pass to Scott, right wing. Wall trying to close on. Scott trying to go to work on him. Spun away. Wall with a near steal into Carey. Low on the right. Runs it up off the glass and rim. No good. Amelia the rebound, and he got fouled. And the offensive board there. They're going to get Isaac Lindsay. It'll be his third foul. And a 1-1 for Patrick Amelian. That's team foul number 8 for Wisconsin.
Among the many players in this league that you could call well-traveled.
His first 3 years, Amelian at Western Michigan. Then last year at St. Francis of New York. He scored about a dozen a game there. Amelian, we mentioned, had an ankle injury that kept him down for a time. He did play, it was at 6 minutes of run on Sunday at Purdue. Here's the 1-1, and the front end is good.
Well, Amelian becomes more important because of what we've talked about several times, and that's Reese's ability to get into foul trouble. Mm-hmm. So you need somebody off the bench to fill those voided minutes.
Second free throw is good for Amelian. Yeah, they had been using for a time there Callum Swanton-Roger, 6'11 freshman. Both free throws are good. 15-point lead for Maryland now, 64-49 with 6 minutes remaining. We'll see if the Badgers can try to get something together here to make this interesting. Here's Wall between the wheels. Goes into Crowell. Crowell at the top. Now Esegian at the top. Esegian slipped it into Crowell. Bobbles, and they got tied up by Dante Scott. And Maryland started zone, went man. And the Badgers again with an empty possession there. As the tie-up with the arrow belonging to Maryland with 5:43 remaining. 64-49, the Terrapins. Dante Scott out front. Hands off to Hart. They weave it between the circles. Young against Lindsay. Young off the screen from Amelian. Young left foul line extended. Throws it out to Carey. Carey against Crowell. 10 on the shot clock. Small against the big. Carey left lane line shot. Blocked by Crowell. Flying in there is Young. Could not handle it. It goes off his hands out of bounds. 5:21 remaining, 64-49, Maryland leading Wisconsin. Maryland 11 of 19 here in the second half, the Badgers 8 of 21. Both teams 2 out of 5 from the arc. Here's Wall, top of the circle, and a whistle off the ball, and a foul is called. This will go against Patrick Amelian. That'll be his second, and team foul number 5. Lindsay will inbound, 5:11 to play, Badgers down 15. Lindsay tried to get it into Wall, flashing low, deflected, got there, left of the lane. Wall backing on Scott, Tyler backs, turns, one pump, goes up and in. Boy, somehow avoided a rejection there.
He draws a crowd, doesn't he?
He sure does. 64-51, Maryland with 4:53 remaining. Don Carey had tried to get it into Hart, and fronting there was Jordan Davis right of the lane, and he flicked it out of bounds. Carter Gilmore back in for Stephen Crowell. 19 on the shot clock. Don Carey, sideline right, will inbound. 64-51, the Terps, 4:49 to play. Inbounds pass to Young. 20 points on 7-13 shooting tonight. Slips it into Amelian. Low on the right, up right hand, good. Slip, and Amelian able to finish. 66-51 Maryland. 4:35 remaining. Here's Isaac Lindsay, left of the lane, glides it up, and it's sent out of bounds. Jameer Young, endless energy. Lindsay, baseline left, will inbound. Lindsay looking, floats it out to Tyler Wall. Wall, top of the circle. Drives on Scott. Right lane line up way too hard off the glass. Amelian clears for Maryland. 4:20 remaining, 66-51 Maryland. And now Jameer Young will slow things down and run their stuff. Hakeem Hart left of the circle off the Amelian screen. Wall picks him up. Hart goes into Young, and he sends it in with a right hand. They continue to get what they want. 68-51 Maryland with 4 minutes remaining. Here's Isaac Lindsay. A bounce pass to Resigian. Baseline left. Connor, that shot's blocked by a million and out of bounds. This is the Maryland team that started the year 8-0. Bumpy time since, but they are looking like they looked at the beginning of this season. Under four, media timeout from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:48 remaining. Maryland 68, Wisconsin 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, La Tomata Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub La Tomata Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. And the freshman, Connor Resigian, matching his high. I'd say career high. He's a freshman. Matching his high for this season. 17 points, 4 of 5 from the three-point line, Mike, and 6 of 11 overall. He's doing what he can.
Yeah, he's been good. And they've hounded him like everybody else. They've chased him down. They've made it difficult for him to get the ball. But when he has gotten it, he's delivered.
He came in averaging better than 10 a game. And he has 17 tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Otherwise, a rough night here for the Badgers. We have 3:48 remaining. Maryland 68, Wisconsin 51.
You know, I asked you earlier, when was the last time this Wisconsin team got any easy points? And what I meant by that is there have been times this year even where they've been able to push the ball and get stuff in transition or make it a little bit less difficult to try to work half-court offense all the time and be near perfect.
Yeah, you got, I mean, to be honest, you got certain lineups out there, though, that, you know, opponents will, they're going to shade everything to one or two players right now until proven otherwise. Here's Jordan Davis throwing to Wall left side. Feeds Kamari McGee between the circles. Now to Wall again right side. Pulls up right elbow jumper. Is off the rim, no good. And the rebound of Jameer Young. 3.5 minutes to play. 68-51 Maryland. Young out front. Edge of the center circle against Kamari McGee. Young on the right side. Now picked up by Asijan. A pass to Hart. Rotates to Scott high on the left. Shot clock at 10. Scott with a little crossover. Finds Don Carey. 7 to shoot. Carey sends to Hart. Right side with 4 to shoot. Inside feed. A million catches. In the lane. Throws it up. And a whistle. Walked with the ball first. So a turnover for Maryland. They chewed up 30 seconds. We have 3:05 to play. 68-51 Maryland. Here's McGee for Wisconsin. Going to Tyler Wall at the top. Feeds a Asijan. Connor off the left wing. In the lane. Pushed it up. And he drew the foul. He had contact coming. And he was able to draw the foul on Don Carey. And Asijan goes to the free throw line.
Still working hard. Still probably learning with every possession a little bit more about this league and how he's going to be played.
No doubt. He's one of two at the foul line tonight. 29 of 32 this season. And the first free throw is good. So there's your season high for the freshman Connor Asijan. 18 points. 68-52 Maryland. 2:55 remaining. Second free throw, flips it, hits it. And the Badgers down 15 now. Inbounds pass to Jameer Young. A 22-point night for Young across the mid-stripe on the right side. Young against Kamari McGee. High screen a million. Picked up by Gilmore on the switch now. Young throwing to Scott, top of the arc. Leads it for a million. Flips it to Young on the left side. Eight to shoot. Young against McGee. Young on the wing. Jump stop, left elbow. Whistles it inside to Hart. Low on the left. Turns up right hand. Good. Hart got deep, and it's 70-53 Maryland with 2:20 remaining.
They've just owned the paint, haven't they?
They have all night long. Here's Jordan Davis, and the roll man is Gilmore. He'll catch and send it in. Carter Gilmore with six. 70-55 Maryland, coming up on 2 minutes remaining. And now Akeem Hart, edge of the center circle. Marcus Silver ready to come in for Wisconsin. Hart off the left wing, stops, got cut off by Gilmore. Now Davis picks him up. They rotate it out to Carey. Shot clock at 10. Young behind the back on the dribble. Takes the top of the arc. Sends a three on the way. No good. Rebound Davis for Wisconsin. A minute 40 remaining. 70-55 Maryland. Davis pulls up. He'll try a three, and that's wide left. It comes down to a million. Down to the final 90 seconds here at College Park. And as the Badgers are about to drop under 500 in the Big Ten now. Here's Don Carey at the center circle. A minute 18 remaining. 70-55 Maryland. Now Akeem Hart between the circles. Eight to shoot. Carey pulls up. Right wing jumper. Mid-range no good. Rebound. Dante Scott just reaching up in traffic, pulling it away from everybody else. And now a sub timeout for Kevin Willard. That will allow the Badgers to get Marcus Silver and Chris Hodges into the game. 101 remaining, 70-55 Maryland. Quite a performance for the home team tonight. Maryland 55% for the field, and even better than that in the second half, 58% for the floor.
They've strung together three really strong games. The win over Michigan, the near miss at Purdue, and here tonight.
Yeah, they're back to playing the way they did at the beginning of the season. They're about to go to 10-1 at home, too. Ian Martinez inbounds to Jahari Long in the final minute. Noah Batchelor in the game. Callum Swanton, Roger as well. Shot clock is at 5. Here's Batchelor at the top against Silver. 3 on the way for Batchelor is good for his first points. 73-55 Maryland with 45 seconds to play. Silver hands off to Connor Esesian. He'll let it fly. Long three. Back iron. No. Silver the offensive rebound at the right block. Silver holding. Now to McGee. He'll try a three right of the circle, and that's no good. Swanton Roger the rebound. 28 seconds to play. 73-55 Maryland. Long to the front court. Hands off to Martinez. And looks like Maryland will dribble out the clock. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to play. Maryland will get a regular season split as the Badgers will head home and regroup yet again and try to get ready for Illinois on Saturday afternoon at the Kohl Center. As it's over in College Park. Really impressive performance for Kevin Willard's Maryland Terrapins tonight as both teams now sit 4-5 in the Big Ten.
You wouldn't know it by the final score, but this was really a competitive game in the first half. There were 5 lead changes. The game was tied 6 times. Maryland went on a 12-0 run late in the half, and yet the Badgers came back with a couple of baskets, a 5-0 run. It's a 4-point game at halftime. And yet, in the second half, it just seemed Maryland had all the energy. Moreover, the Terps had all the makes. They made their first 8 shots. Wisconsin could just never play catch-up.
Yeah, once they got it to double digits, which they did about 3 minutes into the second half, the Badgers could get no closer than 7 the rest of the way, and it turns into a lopsided night.
It was the simple formula. Spread them on defense and then drive them. Get to the rim.
Yep, and they've got the players to be able to execute that. They certainly approved it here tonight. Final score at College Park, Maryland 73, Wisconsin 55. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As you you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
The true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide to this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brewpub Lotsa Matsa Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Maryland pulls away in the second half to defeat Wisconsin 73-55. Four Terrapins in double figures, led by Jameer Young, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists tonight. Julian Reese with 14 points. Likewise for Dante Scott, a double-double for Scott. He also had 11 rebounds. Akeem Hart with 13 points and 8 assists in the game. 4 for Patrick Emilian, 3 for Noah Batchelor, 2 for Don Carey, and 1 for Ian Martinez. Connor Esigian leads the way for Wisconsin. He had 19 points. Tyler Wall with 13. Stephen Crowell with 11. Carter Gilmore with 6. Chucky Hepburn, very quiet night for him. 3 points on just 3 shot attempts. He had 4 assists in the game. 3 points for Jordan Davis. And that is it for Wisconsin here tonight as Maryland a winner, 73-55.
Just not enough firepower to stay with a team where you can't get stops. You know it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a challenge all night long. You got to find a way to answer, and you kind of hit on it too. Wisconsin's best players have to be playing at their best for this team to be competitive. It's just no margin of error. And Chucky Hepburn's got to score more points if you're going to stay in a game like this.
Yeah, tough week here so far for Wisconsin, and it's not like it gets easier. The good news is they get to go home, but they got Illinois coming to town on Saturday afternoon. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. American Standard offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From faucets and shower heads to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Relax and unwind with a new Whirlpool from Elger. The 10-jack corner massage bathtub offers a spa-like feel. Plus, get a free inline heater with the purchase of any Elger Whirlpool after rebate. Good through February 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers fall to Maryland here tonight. And we were joined just outside the locker room by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, I was asking about Maryland's defense in the pregame show. But I know offensively it sounds like they have kind of shifted where they're into more of an attack mode, getting stuff done in the lane. Obviously, that was a big thing for them tonight. But that's what they've been doing here lately, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they've done more things with Jameer Young, and I think he's getting more comfortable. But, you know, we didn't make it any more difficult on them specifically, even in the first half, even though it was tighter at halftime. I thought we just were too passive in the paint, stopping dribble penetration, even in post play with Reese. In the second half, you know, that barrage that we got hit with at the start of the half, we can never recover from that. And the vast majority of that was at the rim.
When you look at your offense, Greg, what are some of the problems right now that have to be solved moving forward?
Well, we got to get more movement. I mean, we've got too many guys. They got one guy that really moves without the ball, and it's pretty obvious who he is. But we've got to become more aggressive. For whatever reason, we like to stand around and become passive and, you know, instead of being aggressive and attacking and getting the ball in high-percentage areas and playing inside out, when we do it, you know, we become pretty efficient. When we don't, we get really average very fast.
Let me ask you about that one guy, because we've made the observation that if you're defending him, you need track shoes, because he just, Connor Essejian just,
right,
he doesn't stop.
Right.
I mean, and it's I know we've talked about him a lot, but it's because he's good. He's a freshman,
yeah. Yeah.
Who in a lot of ways has upperclassman basketball IQ on the offensive end. That's not an overstatement, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, he understands how to play without the ball. He creates so much for his teammates by his movement off the ball. You know, he does so many good things that we have to get other guys, you know, doing those same type of things.
All right, Greg, we appreciate your
time.
Right,
thanks,
we'll talk
guys.
To you Saturday. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Is Maryland a winner here tonight, 73-55. When we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to RealDealOnFentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with snow showers likely. Lows dip down to about 24. Winds out of the north